Right. Not many people fancy being a refuse collector, but I've always thought it might be a nice job. I've always thought it'd be interesting to see what people throw out, because I know what I throw out, and there's a huge variety of things. So I'd be interested to see what people throw out, especially at Christmas time. And I'm wondering what the bin men are going to find in the bins next week. The day normally changes, so check your kind of calendars to make sure you don't miss them. But what's going to be in the rubbish? Well, let's see what's going to be in the rubbish. Maybe some of the things that are in here. Oof, dear, smells a bit bad, that. Plenty of wrapping paper, no doubt, do you think, next week, yeah? Lots of wrapping paper. Empty chocolate boxes. Yeah, plenty of those in the bin. Empty wine bottles, think of those. Hopefully in the recycling, please. Yeah, I think there'll be quite a few of those. Not just chocolate boxes, chocolate wrappers. Yeah, lots of chocolate wrappers. Brussels sprout stalks. Look at that. Brussels sprout stalks. Think there'll be some of those. Yeah. That doesn't smell very nice, that. There's a sock here as well. I reckon there'll be a few socks, because men get socks for Christmas, so you throw your old ones out. So, in anticipation, I haven't opened my presents yet, but in anticipation, they have thrown mine out. I was wearing that yesterday. Right, that's gone in the bin. What else is there? Empty peanut containers, do you think? Like, people having their nuts? Yeah? Yeah? I was going to play a joke this morning, but... Yeah, Tom beat me to it. That's why I wasn't that surprised. Okay. I think there'll be some of these as well. Maybe slippers. Slippers? Do you think there'll be some slippers? Because men get slippers as well for Christmas, don't they? So throw your old slippers out because you get some new ones. What else have we got in here? Maybe some... is a Dalek, an old toy? Maybe because people got new toys, they throw their old ones out. Doctor Who's out, Star Wars is in. Or toys get broken and you throw them out. So maybe some toys. Some toys aren't going to last till next year, are they? Some toys aren't going to last today. They'll find themselves up in there. Hey, Joel. Yeah, hey, Joel. Yeah, right. What else have we got in here? Tangerines. People eat tangerines at Christmas. Yeah, lots of tangerine wrappers. Peel. What else have we got in here? Some tissues. I won't get those out. There is something really interesting in here, actually. This is a present that hasn't been opened. Who would throw a present out that hasn't been opened? Would you do that, Daniel, would you? I don't think you would you? You'd want to know what's inside it, wouldn't you? Should we see what's inside it? Yeah? Let's have a look. Well, it looks like it's a nice box. Oh, and there's something written on the box as well. And it says Jesus. It says Jesus. Do you see what's inside? Some words inside. Some words, a bit like your cube, Leona. These are words. It says in here, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." I think we can see those words on the screen. Can't we? Hopefully they'll come up. John 3:16. Now, of course, the bin men aren't going to find that in the rubbish, are they, this week? But they may as well do, because that's how lots of people treat Jesus. That's how lots of people treat the gift that God wants to give us. They refuse it. Refuse it and treat it as if it's refuse or rubbish. And I said, why would you do that? Why would people do that? Treat God's gift as rubbish. Well, our Bible reading, which is John 3:16-21, tells us. So if you got a Bible, we'll read it together. Or you can just listen, these are well-known words. Why would people throw out the gift? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they've not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light, and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Now, our reading there tells us that people don't want Jesus because they prefer the darkness to the light. They prefer the darkness of doing what they want instead of the light of doing what God wants. And that's why they say no to God's great gift. But this morning, I want to concentrate on the reasons why we should accept God's gift, why we shouldn't throw it out, and why we should be glad that we have it if we do have it. And just for a few moments, let's think as we look at those words on the screen. So the first reason that we should accept this gift is because of who is giving it, because of the giver, God. Now, if I gave you, any football fans here? Yeah, there's quite a few hands going up. Shame on you, everybody else, if you don't like football. Now, the best team, the best club team in the world at the minute are Barcelona. That's official. Now, if I gave you a Barcelona shirt, and these nice blue and red colours as well, I'm sure you would be very, very pleased. I'm sure you'd receive it with gratitude. But if Lionel Messi, Barcelona player and arguably the greatest player in the world, gave you a Barcelona shirt, well, that would be different, wouldn't it? You would receive it with even greater joy, wouldn't you? If Messi gave you a Barcelona shirt, that would be brilliant. You'd take it with a sense of awe. Or if I gave you an Adele CD. Any Adele fans here? Yes, one or two. Then you would think that was nice of me. But if Adele, the best singer in the world, gave you her CD, you would go, wow, I'd be bowled over. Now, this morning, we're not talking about Messi giving you a gift. We're not talking about Adele giving you a gift. We're not talking about Mum and Dad giving you a gift, or Auntie Tracy or Uncle Terry or Granny or Granddad. We're talking about Almighty God, the maker of the universe, the one who sits enthroned in heavenly splendor, the one whose praise and glory will last forever. That God, the one and only God, Almighty God, has given you a gift. How about that? That's a good reason to accept it. Second reason we should receive this gift is for the reason it's given. Why has it been given? Love. It's been given for love. You see that? Now, we give for different reasons. Often, not for the right reasons. We give so that we might be liked. We want to win approval. We want to win acceptance from people. We want to get people on our side, sometimes manipulate people. So that's why we give gifts. We want to look good sometimes. We want other people to think how generous they are. Wow, he's kind, isn't he? Look at that gift he's given. Sometimes we give because someone else has given us a gift, and we feel, oh, better get them one, haven't they? I feel obliged to get them. They've given me one, I'll have to give them one. Other times we give a present to people because we think that they've earned it or they deserved it, because they've done well in their exams or they've passed their driving test. We give gifts for lots of reasons. But the reason that God gave his gift is different to all those, and please see why he gives the gift. It's love. Love. For God so loved the world that he gave. God gives us this gift because he loves us. He doesn't give it to us because we deserve it. We don't. He doesn't give it to us because we've got something that we can offer him in return. We haven't. He gives it because he loves. God loves you. He loves you. And that's why you should take it. You should receive the gift. Thirdly, we should take the gift because of what the gift is. It's unique. It's a unique gift. The gift that God gives is like no other gift. Let's go back to Messi for a minute, Lionel Messi and his shirt. Now, if he gave you a Barcelona shirt, you'd be amazed. Messi's given me a Barcelona shirt. But there are loads and loads of Barcelona shirts in the world. So suppose he gave you the shirt that he was wearing when he won the Champions League with Barcelona this year. There's no other shirt like that. That's a one and only shirt. That's a unique shirt. It's the only one he has. That's a costly gift. And you would be, Now, God's gift to us is similar, but infinitely more precious and unique. See, we're not talking about God giving us something. We're talking about God giving us someone. A person. Not just any person. His son. His one and only son, the Lord Jesus. That's who we're talking about there. That's God's gift to us. If God had many sons, the fact that he should give one of those sons to us would be amazing, wouldn't it? That would be mind-blowing. But God doesn't have many sons. He has only one son. Just one. The Lord Jesus, whom he loves and who is unimaginably precious to him. But God gave his one and only son. For you and for me. That's why we should take the gift. The second thing about the gift and why we should take it is because we need it. It's needed. The gifts we receive from our friends and family, they're all nice, but we don't need them. We don't need the Lego. We don't need the frozen stuff. We don't need the clothes. Not really. They're not essential to our well-being. But we all need Jesus. We all need Jesus. Every person on the planet needs Jesus. We can't do without the gift. We're in serious trouble without the gift. Serious trouble. The Bible says we've all sinned. That is, we've treated God like he's rubbish. Don't want you. Go away. We've treated God like he's rubbish. That's sin. That's serious. Very, very serious to treat God that way. We've all done it. And it puts us under God's condemnation, rightly so. And we can't save ourselves from this nightmare. Left to ourselves, we're on our way to perishing. We'll end up on the rubbish dump of eternity, separated from God forever. But the wonderful news that we celebrate this morning is that God hasn't left us to ourselves. No, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus perished in our place. He was treated like a bit of rubbish. He was taken out to the town rubbish dump, where he was nailed to a piece of wood, and he was punished for the rubbish way that we've treated God. He was cut off from God. He was condemned. He perished. That's what he was born to do. That's what he did. And he rose again. And because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, God offers us forgiveness. That's not rubbish, is it? That's brilliant. That's what we need. And because God raised Jesus back to life again, God offers us now new life with him that will last for eternity. Eternal life with God. A gift which lasts forever. A gift that's greater than death. That's not rubbish, is it? It's what we need. Without Jesus, we will perish. That's why we should receive him. Now, I want to ask you a question. Have you done that? Have you received him? Have you received the gift? Or up to now, have you held it at arm's length or you've refused it? If you haven't received God's gift, if you haven't received his son Jesus, if you haven't received his gift of forgiveness and eternal life in Jesus, why not? It's not that God doesn't love you. He does. It's not that the gift hasn't been bought for you. It has, at a very great price. It's been bought. It's been purchased. It's not as if it's unavailable. It is available to you. Whoever believes, do you see that? Whoever believes has eternal life. And it's not that you don't need it, because you do. You do. You really need it. So please, don't throw God's gift away this Christmas. Accept it, believe, take God at his word, trust him, stop treating him as if he's rubbish, turn to Jesus, accept all that he's done for you, and if you do that, the Bible says, you will not perish. And you will have eternal life. Now, if you have believed in Jesus, you've received him, I want to encourage you this morning just to pause and to consider afresh the most wonderful present that you've received. Very easy, isn't it, to take it for granted? There is no other gift like it. Remember, it's a gift from God. Remember that he's given it because he loves you. Remember that it's a unique gift, and it's a gift that you really, really need, and it's a gift that lasts forever. Remember all that. Ponder that. And thank him for it. Thank him for loving you. Thank him for giving you his son. Thank him for bringing you to faith. Thank him that you will not perish. Thank him that you have eternal life with him. Thank him today and tomorrow and every day until you see him face to face. And you'll be praising him forever then. What a great gift God offers us, doesn't he? How foolish it is to treat God's gift as if it's rubbish. It's not rubbish, not rubbish at all. The way we treat God is rubbish. Life without Jesus is rubbish. Eternity without Jesus is worse than rubbish. But Jesus is not rubbish. Jesus is unspeakably wonderful. Jesus is God's one and only Son. Jesus is light. Jesus is life. Jesus is God's indescribable gift. And God has given him to us. Praise God. Praise God today for Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do want to praise and thank you this morning for the gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus. What a wonderful, wonderful gift. We thank you that this gift has been given because you love us, given by you, the great God of the universe, given not because we deserve it, not because we can give you anything in return, simply because you love us, because of who you are and what you're like. What a precious gift, a unique gift, your only Son, and a gift that we really need more than anything else. Thank you, Father, for giving us this gift. If we haven't yet accepted Jesus, please help us to do that. Please have mercy on us. Open our eyes to see him. Open our hearts to receive him. And if we have, help us to rejoice in Jesus today and always. And we ask this in his name. Amen.